Balloons are very hard to steer. The wind at 100 feet might be going east, while the wind at 200 feet might be going west, says Becky Wigland, curator of the National Balloon Museum in Indianola, Iowa. So you just keep going up and down until you get the wind that you want. That's all you can do, she says. 8. That doesn't stop balloon pilots from doing some crazy stunts. One of their favorite games is called Hare and Hound. One balloon, the hare, launches first. Then all the other balloons, the hounds, chase the hare. When the hare lands, the hounds try to land as close as they can to their prey. 9. The most famous balloon hunt happened during the Civil War. An aeronaut named Thaddeus Lau convinced President Abraham Lincoln of the merits of hot air balloon reconnaissance over the First Battle of Bull Run. Lau went on to command the Union Balloon Corps with mixed results. The Confederate Army's attempts to burst his balloons earned Lau the title of the most shot-at man in the war. 10. It's no surprise Lau survived. Flying in a hot air balloon is very safe. Since 1964, the National Transportation Safety Board has investigated 799 accidents involving balloons in the United States. Of those, 73 resulted in fatal injuries. 11. The greatest balloon faux pas actually took place in a movie. Remember when Dorothy piles into one at the end of The Wizard of Oz to fly home to Kansas? The writing on the envelope reads, State Fair, Omaha, which is in Nebraska. To be fair, novelist Timothy Shaffert has pointed out that an L. Frank Baum's novel, The Wizard, came from Omaha. 12. Balloons seem to inspire creative flights of fancy. For instance, a story in the April 13, 1844 edition of the New York Sun had an intriguing headline, Astounding News, The Atlantic Crossed in 3 Days, Single Triumph of Mr. Monck Mason's Flying Machine. The tale of the balloon that crossed an ocean before safely landing near Charleston, South Carolina, riveted readers. The problem, the story was fake news, written by an ambitious journalist. His name, Edgar Allan Poe. 13. The reactions that hot air balloons engender have led to a fizzy tradition. Back in 19th century France, balloons would terrify the locals, so pilots packed the champagne to appease people where they landed. Something similar happened one Sunday morning this past June when balloonist Mark Stodowski unexpectedly landed in the backyard of a homeowner in Stowe, Massachusetts. Oh, do you mind? Stodowski asked the surprised man, according to the Boston Globe. No, you're cool, he replied. Stodowski handed a bottle of champagne to the man, who then went back to bed